Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek here with you from Panther Stadium. We apologize so much for the delay right there. Off the bye week, our first home game in a while. We couldn't figure out what was going on, but we apologize. We're back here. You missed half the first quarter. 6 minutes to go in the first. Florence up 6-0, but the Panthers are driving, going from right to left. From the home side, here's a wing tee look for the Panthers. Steven Flores is carrying it around the far side edge. Tripped up, slipped up after a gain of 1 yard. So, to recap, we're inside of 6 minutes. Florence got the ball to restart the game. They received the opening kickoff. Drove down. Coach, what was their opening drive?
They drove, let me look here real quick, Sam. 63 yards, 7 plays. Used up just a little over 3 minutes on the clock. For them, the big play came on the 46-yard keeper around the left end for the quarterback to get him down into the red zone.
That play came on a third down, so a big play on third down for the Buffaloes got them into scoring territory, and they punched it in a few plays later. Kalen Webster up the middle here on this second down and 9 play. He'll pick up 4 yards to bring up a third down and 5. Ran it right up the middle of this Florence defense. So the Panthers coming in 1-5 in the year, 0-1 in district play, a big, big District 13 3A Division II matchup between the Panthers and the Buffaloes. Both these teams going to be fighting for playoff spots. Panthers have it. Going right to left in Buffalo territory at the 36-yard line. It's 3rd and 5. Peyton Van Dyke's the quarterback. And here's the give. He gave it off to Cade Phelps. Makes a guy miss, and he's around the near side edge. Cade throws a stiff arm out. Gets inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. That's a big run for the sophomore there because he could have lost yardage, and it could have been fourth down and long.
Yeah, he made a little cut there in the backfield because it looked like he was for sure going to be tackled for about a 2 or 3 yard loss, and kind of made a cut and a good stiff arm and was able to get away from two guys to get around the corner and pick up the first down. So, again, third and fairly long situation, much like the last one where we completed the 33-yard pass to Webster. So two big third down conversions for the Panthers.
So here we go, 1st and 10 inside the 30 at the 28. It looked like an end for the Buffaloes, moved a little soon, and the flag does come out late. Webster wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage on this carry. Gets pushed back a couple yards, but looks to be a free 5 yards for the Panthers.
Yeah, should just get to replay the down.
And it is offsides against the Buffaloes. So Florence comes in off a 22-14 win over Johnson City last week in Johnson City. So the Buffaloes starting out 2 straight district games on the road. They were one of these teams we knew there were going to be 4 teams fighting for 3 playoff spots in this district. It looks like Lexington should be the favorite. They have a big game with Comfort tonight. We'll try to keep you updated on that one throughout the ball game. Van Dyke under center here. Wing tee look on the 1st and 5 play. Webster gets the handoff and rips through the middle of the Buffalo defense. Think he picked up right at that 5 yards. He's down to the 18-yard line. They're going to mark him forward with the first down. And a nice run for Webster.
Yeah, good start for the Panthers here offensively, moving the ball down the field. Looks like so far on just the couple of plays that we've had coming in here, Panthers picking up good yardage. Looks like they're going to have some success running the ball tonight up the middle.
First quarter flying by. We're inside 4 minutes, approaching 3.5. Van Dyke under center will turn and give to Flores this time, who tries to bounce it to the outside, lost his footing a little bit, and falls down at the line of scrimmage, 18-yard line. Should have cut that one up a little sooner, it looked like, as the pulling guard kicked his man out, and Flores misread it.
Yeah, it looked like he was just trying to string it out a little further than what he needed to. He had a little hole earlier in that play as it developed where he probably could have picked up about 2 or 3 yards, but was hoping to make something bigger happen, just couldn't get to the corner.
So 2nd down and 10 from the Florence 18-yard line. Panthers in the red zone. Van Dyke, the new quarterback, has thrown it one time tonight. He's 1 for 1. Hit Webster in the flats for a big gain. Kalen has a chance here into the second level. Runs into the safety. Crashes down inside with a 1st down inside the 10-yard line at the 6. Webster a 12-yard pickup. Actually an 11-yard pickup to the 7. And Kalen puts the Panthers at a 1st and goal from the 7.
Yeah, and again, just continue to move the ball well and pick up the first downs. Like we said, Panthers definitely need to put together a good drive to get back this one and get the momentum back on their side because Florence had a really good start.
Two receivers split out to the far side. Ball on the near side hash at the 7. Van Dyke's under center. Got to protect the football down here. Turns, gives to Webster, who tripped up over Peyton on that play, but he still falls forward with a gain of 3 yards. Looked like he had a crease and could have maybe sprinted into the end zone there, but that's the woes that come with a new quarterback and and trying to get this system down.
Yeah, he had a big hole and nothing all the way through it, and just kind of clipped the heels of Peyton when he went by him.
Homecoming crowd really good for the Panthers tonight. Big student section. People standing all the way up and down, all the way to the concession stand down there. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first. Van Dyke under center, and he may have lost the football. We talked about it. And the snap, bad center and quarterback exchange, and the Buffaloes have it. Turned it over inside the 10-yard line. And we talked about it. It was going to be a key to the game. We saw it a little bit in Lexington last week where Van Dyke and the center, Chance Horton, don't have the chemistry that Kelby and Horton had, and he pulled away a little soon right there, ball on the turf, and Florence jumps on it at the Panther at the their own 8-yard line. That's a huge momentum shift back to Florence.
Yeah, and with the way they started the game and then to get a big defensive play like that, that deep in the red zone, Panthers just going to have to battle and keep their heads up and get back in this thing and hopefully get a stop right here and get it back and keep it on this end of the field.
It was the quarterback who was doing most of the damage in the running game on that first drive. Number 3 for the Buffaloes stands in a shotgun. C.J. Giddens back there, the junior QB, turns, gives this time to number 28, Adele Hernandez. Hernandez around the left end. Flag for holding, though, gets thrown at about the 8-yard line. And that will back up the Buffaloes on this first down, half the distance to the goal.
Yeah, their guard was pulling to that left side to try to get out front. And one of the Panthers, I didn't catch a number, just saw a yellow jersey get caught in front of him, and he just tackled him and brought him down to let him get outside.
Adele Hernandez, the leading ball carrier for the Buffaloes. This offense goes as Giddens, the quarterback, and Hernandez, the running back, go. They run a lot of zone read plays, but Giddens is really good at reading that zone read running play, pulling it when he needs to and getting the yards that they need. But Giddens can also throw it a little bit. He can stretch the defense if he has to, so it should be a good test for this Panther defense once again. So first and 15 now, back from the 4. Giddens going to throw here. Looks left. Got a man. Makes a guy miss, and he's into the second level. Across the 20, still running, and tripped up by Kalen Webster at the 35-yard line. Big play through the air, 31 yards for the Buffaloes, and now the end zone isn't breathing down their neck as Florence with a big play through the air.
Yeah, that was a big pickup. The receiver made two really good kind of stop cuts to get the Panthers to overrun him, to turn that thing up in the middle of the field and get the ball down that far.
Coach Rogers said the skill position guys for Florence are really good. They got some guys who can play back there. He said in the trenches we match up as well as we have all year, though, so hopefully the Panthers can exploit that. Here's a shotgun set, two receivers to either side, ball in the middle of the field at the 35. A receiver goes in motion from near side to far. Here's a handoff up the middle to Hernandez. Sebastian Thomas, Will Horrigan will tackle him at the 40-yard line. Gain of 5 yards for Hernandez. It'll be 2nd and 5.
Yeah, I think Coach Rogers giving the official a little bit of an earful. The guy that went in motion sure looked like he turned upfield well before the snap, and as a result was kind of able to seal off the end on the Panthers so they could get the 5 yards.
2nd and 5, approaching the end of the first quarter. Florence will take one more snap here as first quarter flies by. Two running based offenses. Giddens in the gun, takes the shotgun snap and will keep a zone read out to the near side. Has some blockers in front of him, and he's running down the near sideline, and now it's a foot race. Webster can't get him, and Giddens takes off for a 60-yard touchdown run down the near sideline. And that is the last play of the first quarter, and it is a huge one for the Florence Buffaloes as they strike for their 2nd touchdown of this first quarter.
You know, Sam, we've talked all year, and already in this game, you know, two big plays defensively that we've given up. You know, it's going to be tough for the Panthers if we don't get going and stopping the plays here.
Here's a swinging gate formation for the Buffaloes. They'll swing it out to the far side of the field over there. Panther defense holds. So end of the first quarter upon us. Florence 12, Blanco 0. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.